For having us.
And thank you very much. We've been visiting with Alana Taylor, Brian Davis, Greg Esser, Elena Stoffel, and Molly Thomas is one of the directors of Cinderella. Friday, March 28th, Saturday, March 29th at Assumption High School, showtime 7 p.m. The doors open at 6:15. Get your tickets now. And with that, we're going to wrap up part one of today's edition of The Morning Magazine. The Morning Magazine, as always, is brought to you by Riverview Medical Center. With you, it's personal. And Comfort Air.
I'm with Carrie Hildebrandt from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. Carrie, energy costs today are on a lot of people's minds. What can you convey to your customers who may have reservations about purchasing a new furnace or air conditioner?
Well, it's kind of the thought. Do you want to keep putting money into your old furnace that's maybe giving you 50% out of every dollar that you put in it? Or go to a Bryant modulating furnace that's 97% efficient, keeps you comfortable, as well as saves you a little bit of money?
What does the slogan really stand for Bryant, and what does it really mean?
Well, Bryant, whatever it takes means we'll do whatever it takes to keep our customers comfortable. Whether their furnace is going out in the middle of the night, we'll be there when they need us. We have people on call 24 hours a day, whatever it takes.
You really pride yourself in customer service.
We try as hard as we can. Can't say we never make a mistake, but we give it our best shot.
And how do people get a hold of you, Carrie, to say get the ball rolling?
We make it as easy as possible. You can get us at 325-3969 for Stevens Point area, 342-0911, or just visit us online, comfortair.biz.
Buena Vista Investment Management of Wisconsin Rapids understands today's global markets and brings small town values and creative investment solutions to your financial portfolio. With active financial managers and great customer service, Buena Vista Investment Management is here to see that your financial well-being is here for many years to come. Give them a call today at 422-0700. Buena Vista Investment Management, 241 3rd Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For this afternoon, we'll have increasing clouds. We'll have a rain-snow mixture develop, changing over to rain. Southeast winds and our temperatures making it into the mid-40s. For tonight, a rain-snow mixture changing back to snow. With the dusting of accumulation, cloudy skies, northwest winds 5 to 10. Lows will drop into the mid-20s. And then on Saturday, partly sunny skies, northwest winds 10 to 20, as our highs will be nearing 30 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow.
Thank you, Greg. 32 in Wausau, 34 in Marshfield, 32 in Point, and a mostly sunny 37 degrees here at AM 1320 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Riverview Hospital in Wisconsin Rapids. It's time for part two. Once again, here's Carl Hilke.
Thanks again, Jerry, and welcome back to today's show on AM 1320 and WFHR.com. It's time for another edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management. Today with John Moffitt as Pete Bryce celebrating the Badgers' big win yesterday. It was a real nail-biter. Get real close to that microphone, John, or you can move it, too. Oh, that was a real nail-biter, as I said. So I imagine Pete's pretty happy today.
Yes, he is. He's ecstatic.
Okay. Well, the topic for today, as they heard Pete's promotion during the week, is China. And should China be part of your investment portfolio? And I guess we might as well begin with some of the basics. What are the best ways to invest in China? How can people invest in what's happening in China?
Well, obviously, there's a number of ways to do that. In our opinion, the best way to do that is through mutual funds. China is a complex environment, and having professional management through a mutual fund is the way we as professional investors invest in China also.
Okay. So what's been the performance of investments in China as it's entered, it's become an economic power, as it were.
Yes, it has. Over the last few years, the investment performance in China has actually been pretty poor, and that's why we think it's a good time to invest in China when prices are low as compared to the U.S. market. Over a longer period of time, the investment performance for China investments has been extremely good. Just using some examples, over the last 10 years, if you invested in the S&P 500, your return would be about 7.5%. If you invested in the Matthews China Fund, it'd be about 10.5%.
Wow.
That's so substantially better performance. But over the last 3 years, the S&P 500 has done 15%, and the Matthews China Fund is almost minus 3%.
Why is that?
There's been an exodus of money out of those investments, China investments, and emerging market investments over the last 3 years about continued worries of growth. Over the last year, China came out and said they're going to try and slow their growth down, which has been working, and as such, investors have taken the back door out and have exited those investments looking for higher yields in other places.
Okay, but like you said, now would be the time to, you know, the old adage, buy low and sell high. So now would be the time to get in.
Yeah, that's the way we look at it. The international markets have substantially underperformed the U.S. equity market here over the last few years, with Europe lagging the U.S. and the emerging markets in general lagging the U.S. So we take the view, if you are an investor and you are looking at things as an investor, which means you're not concerned about what happens over the next 6 months, then we think this is a really good time to be looking at those types of investments if you have a time horizon of 2 to 4 years.
Okay, I was going to say the potential for growth and the timeline that's needed. If you're going to put in some money in a Chinese mutual fund or an investment in China, you need some patience right now.
Right, you definitely need patience. Those investments are a lot more volatile, if you will. They have a funds in that arena have a much higher standard deviation, meaning the volatility of that investment unto itself. So from that standpoint, you'd really have to look at it as an investor and be willing to put money there and leave it for a while.
Obviously, I was going to say, this money that you can afford to set aside for a while, you're not going to get, and you got to have a tolerance for risk, a certain risk tolerance too?
Oh, sure. In all investments, sure, that would be an accurate statement. But at the same point in time, if you look at it from a portfolio standpoint, and at having an investment in China or an investment in the emerging markets in general, we think is a good long-term investment to make, as the growth rates are substantially higher outside of the U.S.
And they're trying to become more of a consumer society, so that's going to, I would imagine, create some economic opportunities because of that.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about. Obviously, the Chinese government has moved, or is attempting to move, its economy to more of a consumer-based economic environment. So that definitely is happening. It's going to take time to play out. There's no question about that. But at the same time, if you're willing to make the investment when prices are low, eventually we think you're going to be well rewarded.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about how Chinese investments can fit into both an aggressive and conservative portfolio. And we'll talk a little bit about the concerns people are expressing about slowing economic growth in China when Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management continues with John Moffitt.
Buena Vista Investment Management of Wisconsin Rapids understands today's global markets and brings small-town values and creative investment solutions to your financial portfolio. With active financial managers and great customer service, Buena Vista Investment Management is here to see that your financial well-being is here for many years to come. Give them a call today at 422-0700. Buena Vista Investment Management, 241 3rd Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi there, this is Bob Look, inviting you to join me for Over the Back Fence at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on AM 1320 WFHR. We get together with you folks with items that have to sell or to buy or to trade, or maybe you're looking to pass along some information to your neighbors or maybe need some help. We've got a lot of expert folks that like to call in and exchange ideas. 715-424-2600 is our phone number, and you can give us a call weekdays in the 9 a.m. hour for Over the Back Fence on AM 1320 WFHR and WFHR.com. We'll be right back.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For this afternoon, we'll have increasing clouds. We'll have a rain-snow mixture develop, changing over to rain, southeast winds, and our temperatures making it into the mid-40s. For tonight, a rain-snow mixture changing back to snow, the dusting of accumulation, cloudy skies, northwest winds 5 to 10. Lows will drop into the mid-20s. Then on Saturday, partly sunny skies, northwest winds 10 to 20, as our highs will be nearing 30 degrees. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro.
Thank you, Greg. Mostly sunny and 37 here at AM 1320. Welcome back to Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management. Today with John Moffitt. Again, their phone number is 715-422-0700, 422-0700. And our topic for this edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management is, should China be part of your investment portfolio? And people may say, well, I'm a conservative investor, or I'm an aggressive investor. And from my understanding, both can be can you make use of Chinese investments.
Yeah, I believe so. Based on looking at it from a portfolio standpoint, how you allocate investment dollars to any investment is an important consideration when building a portfolio. So the fact that a China investment is more volatile in nature is a given. If your time horizon is longer with that investment, that should allow a more conservative investor to have a growth investment like China in their portfolio. Now, at the same time, what we're talking about is how many dollars are allocated to that investment. The reality of where we are today in the investment world is most individuals are investing through their 401k plan. And most of those 401k plans, there are any that I have seen, do not offer an allocation to a China-specific fund. So that's the first impediment. Most people don't have any investments. We're probably talking about investments outside of your retirement plan that you can invest in a mutual fund and hold there for a while, and it most likely be a very small component of your overall portfolio, but one that would add some growth to the portfolio.
Okay. And then if you're into you're an aggressive investor, you could benefit as well.
Absolutely, because there is much higher growth rates, as we talked about earlier. The returns on Chinese investments, even with the returns we've seen the last 3 years, are still higher than other markets around the world. So there is a huge potential for growth in the future as far as China is concerned. When we start talking about the numbers here, you'll see that there's just an enormous opportunity. Obviously, any opportunity when you're talking about the future comes with some risk. There's no question about it, but all investments have risk.
What's the predictions, or what are you hearing about the Chinese economy this year? In terms of, is it continuing to grow? Is it declining? What's happening right now?
Well, the Chinese government has formally stated that they want to slow the growth down in their country, that the economic growth over the last 20 years has been nothing less than phenomenal when you think about where they've come from. Between 2003 and 2007, GDP growth in that country was almost 12% a year. And to continue that kind of growth would be highly unusual. Between 2008 and 2012, growth rates slowed down to about 9%. And now the Chinese government is trying to slow it down to between 7 and 8%. And they're also trying to engineer, if you will, that change to your earlier comment about a consumption economy versus a manufacturing economy.
Well, part of that is because of one of the problems they're facing, and which has also created opportunities for American technology firms, is in the area of pollution. I mean, they have some dangerous pollution problems. I mean, there are some areas that the air has been ruled almost lethal. And so that, I'm sure that's something that they are very cognizant of and are trying to alleviate.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're all aware that there are times when the pollution there is extremely bad. You and I are old enough to remember when the pollution around L.A. was pretty bad at times. And we were able to fix those problems for the most part and improve the air quality around L.A. And that, as you just pointed out, is an enormous opportunity for some of our companies to sell product in China that relate to clean air and clean water and all the things that people in this country want or take for granted in many cases.
Okay. One of the risk factors with investments in China is the region itself. You know, where we hear about that. I mean, China's been telling North Korea to kind of cool it of late because they've been kind of bad for business. And China's relationship with Japan, the Soviet Union, or Russia, but Putin wants to remake the Soviet Union. But, you know, that region as a whole, the stability, people are concerned. What about stability in that region, and how does that affect your investments?
Well, that is part of the overall process here, and we understand that political stability is not how we have it here in this country, but the reality is things are changing. You know, China is evolving like we evolved over the last 100 years. And it was kind of interesting, recently China held their third plenary session, which is their, they don't call it a communist group anymore, but the people running the country. And some of the things that they came out with include some of the following points. Increased market competition, and they want to support private enterprise. They're trying to implement financial reforms, including interest rate deregulation, free trade zones, and the convertibility of their currency. They're looking for land reform, greater ownership rights of rural landowners. They're erasing the one-child policy, trying to encourage domestic consumption. So there's a lot going on there.
And stuff that would probably have Chairman Mao rolling in his grave.
Absolutely, but it also gets investors excited.
Okay, yeah, because that creates an opportunity. It's a new market. It's an untapped market. Are there any particular American firms that have that are really interested in China right now?
Oh, there's a lot of firms. I think everybody's interested in China, specifically because of the number of people that live there. Let me just give you a few statistics. Normally, Pete's pretty good at...
Yeah, he pulls stuff.
I have to bring stuff with so I remember what they are. But in the U.S., we have 317 million people.
Okay.
In China, they have 1.3 billion people. So there's a lot of people there. The GDP per capita in the United States is $52,000 per person versus $6,500 in China. And the Chinese economy is already about $9 trillion, where the U.S. economy is $16 trillion. So there is a lot of potential with all those people, a lot of potential for growth. They're starting off at much lower levels than we are here today. And that's what gets U.S. companies so excited as consumers. General Motors is a good example. Buick is the biggest car company in China. So the GM's selling a lot of cars, so is, you know, Volkswagen, so are the Japanese companies. It's just an incredibly big market.
Well, I'll bring it even closer to home. The state of Wisconsin, I saw recently their trade statistics, the country that we do trade with, and China's showing up. I mean, the governor was there last year, I believe, on a trade mission, and the state of Wisconsin is increasingly doing more business with China.
Absolutely. So, I think everybody wants a piece of that pie.
Okay. And so that goes back to my question, and you say mutual funds. Are there any specific funds or certain types of investments that the folks at Buena Vista are recommending right now?
Right. And let me just present the little caveat. We do not sell investments. Okay. We have no reason to recommend any investments. We don't receive any money from any of the mutual funds. So if I use a name, it is because we believe in that their management capabilities are very good. And for all of our Asian investments, we use a company out of San Francisco called the Matthews Group. They do nothing but Asian investments. They've been in Asia for over 20 years. They actually send people there to China every year to visit companies to see what's happening. You know, they call it boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the type of firm we have affiliated ourselves with to provide us with the expertise we need to give our clients, you know, an investment in that area.
Okay. So that's important. You need to have someone that really knows what's going on there. Not some rookie who's never been to China, doesn't know the region, and just saying, well, I think this would be a good place to put your money.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of good mutual fund groups that have boots on the ground. Templeton is one that's been in that area for a long time. Obviously, Matthews, that just happens to be the one we've chosen. But there's a number of very good companies that are there, are analyzing the investments over there and trying to bring good investments to people through the mutual funds.
What should people be watching for when they're making, if they're considering making an investment in China, but also after they make their investment, what are some of the things people should be paying attention to? What do you tell your clients? Watch out for this.
I don't have anything specifically to say we watch out for, other than as part of a portfolio, we're constantly telling people that you just have to be patient, and we use weakness like this to add to positions because we believe in the long-term story of China. So we believe in our case, the investment vehicles that we're in. And when markets don't perform as well as you'd like, that's the time, as you pointed out earlier, to be adding to them, not getting rid of them. If you believe in, once again, the investment story and the reason why you're invested there.
Okay. And that seems to be the toughest thing, because people, the number one, and I've read enough financial stories over the years, financial advisors and investment specialists and economists all saying the one mistake people make, when things start going down, they panic and they get out prematurely or you know, and that's not the time. You need to, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure Pete has counseled that many times
over
the years on this show. And it becomes even more important with investments in emerging markets. And we talked about safety and conservative ways to play the China as an investment. You can also look at China as part of a bigger portfolio. It doesn't have to be a China-specific fund, but an emerging markets fund, an Asia-specific fund. But the one thing you have to do is do a little homework on who is managing them, how much volatility has been there, and then specifically what kind of allocation. In our portfolios, we allocate about 5% to China-specific assets, which is enough to help returns, but not enough to really harm returns if you have a bad year in that type of investment.
Okay. Well, obviously, the numbers you gave before, that big of a population and that big of a consumer base, what the Chinese government seems to have been has given up on socialism, and pretty much, and as some say, is running state capitalism.
That's exactly what it is. And if you really think through that, if you know, we have in Washington, obviously, you're aware, a lot of differences of opinion about how things should be run. There is one group of people running, you can point it in the right direction, because really what you're trying to do is create more of a capitalistic society over there out of the ruins of communism, basically.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's an interesting story that's being told there. And then, for instance, just thinking, they're developing a space program. You know?
Absolutely. We view China as being very backward, and it is in many parts of the country because it is such a big country. But they are very sophisticated in a lot of things. Alibaba is a IPO that's coming out on the U.S. market.
Yeah,
That is like Yahoo, eBay, and PayPal all rolled up into one company. It's going to be kind of interesting. We don't invest in specific companies in China. That's just not our style, but that's one that you're seeing more Chinese companies listed on the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ market.
Yeah, and you're hearing about the Chinese making investments in ARK.
Absolutely.
It's
a global economy, and everybody wants a piece of it.
I think that's the part a lot of people have problems with. You just hit a global economy. People who are American-centric have difficulty dealing with that concept.
Yes, absolutely. But you got to remember one thing. We are the biggest economy in the world. We are the engine that runs the global economy. But when you look at the statistics, we only make up about 20% of the global economy, at least according to the stats I'm looking at from JP Morgan. Emerging markets make up 50% of global GDP. That's a lot of potential investment gains sitting out in other parts of the world based on global GDP.
Which is why, if you're interested in investments in China, you need to talk with a professional. The professionals like Buena Vista Investment Management here in Wisconsin Rapids. Their phone number is 715-422-0700. Well, we've talked. That's a great opportunity. What I'm hearing today, it's an opportunity, but like all opportunities, there's a risk factor.
Absolutely.
And you need to determine how much of a risk you're willing to take on.
Right. How much volatility you are willing to accept. And that's the nice thing about investing in a mutual fund. The reality is your mutual fund's not going to go to zero. It is going to be volatile. I mean, it can be volatile. But having a diversified portfolio inside that mutual fund that's actively managed should give you some comfort that your dollars aren't going to go away. They're just going to be volatile. And everybody likes volatility when it's on the upside.
Yeah.
Everybody loves those plus 40% years, but they don't like, obviously, minus 40% year. So you have to be willing to accept that volatility to make an investment in China, and have to be willing to have a longer-term time horizon and be patient with it.
And, again, you see, what are the forecasts in terms of China turning around and investments in China turning around in a couple of years, a year, or?
Well, we've underperformed now for the last 3 years. And when you look at a lot of the historical data on Chinese investments, this is the first time we've had really a three-year underperformance in quite a while. One of the main reasons is the U.S. market was coming off such a low base in 2009, and the U.S. equity markets have done so good. So we think that the next couple of years we'll see a rebound in the psychology revolving around these investments. The investment world understands, obviously, that a 7% growth rate is better than a 2 or 3% growth rate, I think you'll see monies come back into those type of investments. Because right now, we just think by all traditional investment measures, free cash flow, book value, PE ratios, the emerging markets are cheaper than the developed markets right now.
Okay, which means it's a buying opportunity.
It's a buying opportunity.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it's choosing the ones that have the greatest potential. And right now, China, based on, like I said, here in the state of Wisconsin, our companies are doing increasing business with China. The governor went to China to sell Wisconsin products to the Chinese. On our America's Dairyland program, they talk about Chinese investments. I mean, everybody's talking about what's happening there, and it's not going to go away.
because of the billion people there. There's a lot of potential consumers. Now, at the same time today, we haven't talked about India.
Yeah.
India has 1.2 billion people, but it's a much more chaotic society. It's history from an investment standpoint isn't as good as China. So in this case, from our perspective at least, the consumers in China, we get a better investment environment there than we would in India and some of the other places in the world.
Well, it's an interesting conversation. It's an interesting place in the world, and we're going to be hearing a lot more about it and American companies doing